morning. Our scripture lesson from this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 25. Brothers and sisters, we have confidence that we can enter the Holy of Holies by means of Jesus' blood, through a new and living way that he opened up for us through the curtain, which is his body. And we have a great high priest over God's house. Therefore, let's draw near with a genuine heart, with the certainty that our faith gives us. Since our hearts are sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies are washed with pure water. Let's hold on to the confession of our hope without wavering, because the one who made the promises is reliable. And let us consider each other carefully for the purpose of sparking love and good deeds. Don't stop meeting together with other believers, as some people have gotten in the habit of doing. Instead, encourage each other, especially as you see the day drawing near. Recently at my house, we held a family meeting. Now, to understand why this is important, you probably need a little context about my family. My husband and I have four kids. We have one in elementary school, one in junior high, one in high school, and one in college. In our family, we also have two furry family members. We have a 10-year-old lab named Sophie, and after Christmas, we added this guy. This is Leo. Leo is a 10-month-old today. He's 10 months old. Great Dane puppy. Right now, Leo is about 130 pounds. His back hits me about right here. He's not done growing. Leo's favorite things to do are go for walks. He's very fond of eating shoes and chasing his tail. And he's very good at protecting us from plastic grocery bags and the little white fluffy dogs that live next door. Let me get a few of your questions out of the way. Yes, he eats a lot. No, we have not yet tried to ride him. Yes, there are days that it feels like we live in a zoo. And no, I am not out of my mind, and I know this because the church had me tested. You can imagine in our house that scheduling is a priority. And so we called this family meeting just before school started, just to talk about how to make things run smoothly. You see, we have this vision for our home, that it would be this loving and supportive environment where everybody is valued for their own uniqueness, where no matter what happens outside of our home day to day, that when you come back home, you have this place, this is your soft place to land. It's nice, right? So I reminded the family of this vision, and I'm thinking we're about 30 seconds from joining hands and starting into kumbaya. And let me share with you some of the things that were on the minds of my family. You know, so-and-so doesn't ever put their shoes away. You know, so-and-so is never, ever, ever rinses their dishes. And why, oh why, and isn't that just the most accusatory little three-letter word in the English language? Why are there so many ponytail holders, bobby pins, so much makeup, so much hairspray all over the bathroom? And who's responsible for cleaning up the yard? Which, to be fair, think about Leo. And I couldn't help but think, What is wrong with these people? You know, we have this beautiful vision, and I know that even though we fall short every day of achieving that, that just the fact that we strive toward it is a gift to our family. And how could they be so caught up in these meaningless details? How can they so easily forget? Well, when I read our scripture passage this morning, I wonder if God doesn't sometimes wonder about us in that same way. We can enter the Holy of Holies. Now, if you're not familiar with that language, the Holy of Holies is the very inner room of the tabernacle. It was the place that God dwelt among God's people. But the Holy of Holies was separated by a thick curtain because God's eyes were too pure to look upon sinful humans. When Jesus died on the cross, that curtain was torn in half because God now sees us through the lens of having been cleansed by Jesus' blood. You see, before, only the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies, and only one time a year, and only after meticulous preparation. So the idea of this personal relationship that we get the privilege of having with God, that didn't even exist. Do you remember the last time you saw a teenager who just got their driver's license? I mean, is there anything more exciting when you're a teenager than getting behind the wheel of that car and having the freedom to drive it without anybody else? Have you ever seen a person who's, say, 45 show that kind of enthusiasm for driving? I mean, I can only speak for me, but I don't think that much about it anymore. It's just necessary. I don't even much think about it as a privilege as much as it's my right. I take it for granted. I wonder, how do you feel about the fact that you have access to the Holy of Holies? Is it the pure joy of a new driver? Or is it something that you can just take for granted? And I confess, sometimes I take my ability to enter the Holy of Holies for granted. And just like the family needs to be reminded of what we're working toward, I think sometimes we need to be reminded of the privilege we have in a personal relationship with God. Maybe it's time we had a family meeting. You know, the Christian life was meant to be lived out in community. Our passage today tells us we are to consider each other carefully, to spark love and good deeds, to meet together, encourage each other. It kind of sounds like a soft place to land. Last week, Pastor Jared and Pastor Kevin and I spent the afternoon with 23 people who attended our new membership class. And we asked them, what is it that brought you here? What makes you choose this place? And they told us things like, it felt like home. The people were just so welcoming. And it's a community I want to be a part of. Unfortunately, this week I also read an article titled The Top 10 Reasons People Leave Church. And some of those responses go like this. I can't find community in my church. I'm lonely. There's too much drama and unresolved conflict. The leadership is controlling and the people are cliquish. I felt like I had to fit into a certain mold to be appreciated. I was looking for something authentic, and I can't find Jesus. It just sounds like a mess. It reminds me of the old Calgon commercials. Do you guys remember the Calgon Take Me Away commercials? If you don't remember, usually you had this woman and it would show all these little pieces of chaos that were going on around her. The baby's crying, the food's overflowing on the stove, the telephone's ringing, all kinds of stuff. And she would yell, "Calgon, take me away," and then she'd be in this peaceful moment. There are times I walk into my house and I think of the Calgon, take me away commercial. And I stand in my house and I think, what have you done to my house? When I read articles like this, I imagine God looking at us and saying, what have you done to my church? And that is a question that I don't want to answer. It seems pretty obvious that community matters. Carefully considering one another matters. Sparking love and good deeds matters. Meeting together matters. Encouraging one another matters. And it matters because we can enter the Holy of Holies, and there's a great high priest over God's house. So, how do we go about doing this community thing in light of the fact that we have to deal with the details? I mean, ultimately, the house cannot be overrun by ponytail holders and bobby pins. And I don't think it's the details that are the problem. It's how we handle them that matters. Scripture gives us lots of good ideas for doing community. Scripture tells us to accept one another without judgment, to have high regard in love, to build one another up, to serve one another, to be kind and gentle, to preserve unity, to speak the truth with humility, to show compassion, to forgive one another, to grieve with those who grieve, and those are just a few. You know, this idea of encouraging one another, the great thing about that is it doesn't have to cost a penny. I invite you to pull this sheet out of your bulletin. You might recognize it from last week. Last week, Pastor Jared encouraged you to look at this circle and make a pie chart of how you spend your time, which, by the way, speaking of Pastor Jared, aren't you glad he's here?
I'll give you the dollar after.
This week, I'm going to encourage you, what I want you to do on one side, it doesn't matter which one, start writing down, just as we go through the service, start writing down the things that make you feel encouraged. Might be a kind word or note from someone. Maybe it's having someone see when you're hurting. Maybe it's being invited to lunch or invited to serve. Maybe it's when someone notices when you're here and when you're not. Encouragement comes in lots of different forms. On the other side of your paper, I'd like you to make a list of at least 7 people who you could be an encouragement to. You can list more if you'd like, but I'm going to ask you to list at least 7. And I will ask you to include members of the congregation, your church staff, and your pastors, because we all need encouragement. And finally, I will ask that every day this week, you pick one of those people and intentionally be an encouragement to them. Speaking of the new member class, I can't help think but how new members change a family. When we added this guy, changed our family. He's cute, isn't he? And he's funny and energetic, and If you've never had the experience of a giant breed puppy, it's like having a giant toddler. He's completely unaware of his size, and he does all the things that little puppies do. We have spent hours and hours laughing at the silly things he does every day. We still have yet to take him for a walk around our neighborhood without somebody stopping and asking about him. He's also changed our house in that he requires constant supervision. He's been a little high maintenance with some trips to the vet. We had to cook for him for 6 months until we finally found a dog food that didn't upset his tummy. And then there's the yard cleanup. But he's a part of the family, and we love him as much when he's entertaining us as we do when we're cleaning up the yard. We have 23 new members coming into our family, and I can tell you they are a gifted and interesting group of people with a fantastic sense of humor. And I invite you to get to know them in very real and meaningful ways. This morning and throughout our services, they will be committing to this congregation to support this church with their prayers, their presence, their gifts, their service, and their witness. And it's exciting to have new members in the family. And they bring many gifts. And I promise you, I've met all these people, and there is no yard cleanup. And they will also need your encouragement. You have access to the Holy of Holies. Be an encouragement to one another.